My name is Joel Freeman. I'm the CEO and co-founder of a business called Mobula, and it's a native commerce platform for brands and retailers, so it helps them to sell more on mobile. The best thing that's happened since we started the business, I think, is being invited to F8, which is the Facebook Developer Conference this year. So we've been starting to work more closely with Facebook, and I think being invited by a big company that is really exciting. So to go to San Francisco to kind of meet some of the senior people at Facebook and to kind of go out to Silicon Valley is a big dream since we started, and we haven't had that opportunity yet. So that's, I think, the thing I'm most excited about. The worst thing that's happened to me since I started the business was probably the beginning. I describe it as the Holy Trinity. So I quit my job, I broke up with my girlfriend, and I moved home. And I would say that was probably the most depressing part of starting the business. And it was the most exciting, but it isn't easy starting a business. And I think some people don't take that into account. And I meet a lot of people that have an idea and they're still working, and they think that they can launch the idea on the side and they're not going to have to go through that hardship. And for some people who are quite lucky, they get to bypass the really, really difficult stage. But I think a lot of people don't appreciate how hard it can be to start a business. The one bit of advice I'd give to somebody setting up a business is really thinking about the business model and how you're going to make money. It was something that we didn't think about enough. And from working for the last 3 to 4 years within a startup and meeting a lot of other people, it feels like they also didn't give it enough thought. And I think that the funding isn't there as much as it was a few years ago. And no matter how smart you are, no matter how good the team is, no matter how much the market is moving your direction, you can't get away from not having the right business model. You see a couple of examples of something that's grown really fast, like Facebook or Snapchat. There's only a few examples of those types of companies. And realistically, you're not going to be that company. So I would really, really think about the business model. And I would say the second piece of advice is to validate it. That's the most important thing you can do before you start the business. Because once you do start the business, things kind of almost get out of your control. And you just need to make sure that the basics are really in place before you get started.
Jazz Shapers presents Future Shapers, the future of business today. You'll find that future shaper in full at jazzfm.com.